All right, guys, Rob Kardashian is finally ready to come clean. An engagement? A pregnancy? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello and welcome to the Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We have got a great show in store for you guys. We are going to be discussing Season 12, Episode 8, Snow You Didn't Part 2, and our favorite episode we were talking about, yes. Episode 9, Oh Baby. And I have an awesome co-host today. Would you like to introduce yourselves and let us know where you can find you on social media?
Hey, everybody. It is me, Howard the Third. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, all that great stuff, at Howard the Third. That's Howard the 3RD. And, of course, my website, howardthethird.com.
Awesome. You know, I keep telling everyone I love it when other people also have the same name on all the platforms.
Uh-huh.
I feel like it's important because it's easy to find if you're the same name on everything.
Yes.
So I love it. But you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
Yay!
So we're just going to touch on episode 8 really quick. Obviously, Chris surprised the kids. They went to Vail. I thought that was really cute how they didn't know where they were going, so they just showed up on the plane.
Yeah.
And they were like ready to go. And they ended up having an amazing time, and it seems like they just really got to bond, and like they obviously met up with their family friends there, and it was kind of like old times.
Yeah, I love that. I love when they do like more family things and everybody's just, you know, getting along.
Yeah.
And when they bring up the old memories, that's so like, I don't know, I just enjoy that.
Yeah.
Like, past stuff. I love that.
I loved how they had like pictures printed out and in frames. So when they got there, they had all their past pictures from Vail like set up in the little apartment. I was like, that is cool.
Yeah.
Like, you know you've got money if you're just gonna like have, you know, frames full of your pictures laid out.
Exactly. Like Chris really put thought into that, which is always wonderful.
Yeah. And it was disappointing because Rob was supposed to be there. Of course, you know, everyone was like really hopeful this time about him coming. I knew that he would probably flake. It just seems like he does that a lot. He did, you know, he said, oh, well, my stylist, you know, was trying to get me all these shorts and I didn't know it was a ski trip, so I would have looked stupid. But he's always got some excuse.
Always got some type of excuse. And it's like, Rob, like, you own a sweat line. Like, you know, you can bring some sweats. Don't even try that. Oh,
right.
I'm just going to have shorts all the time.
Right.
No, Rob, you have a sweat line. I know you're coming in sweats. You could have bought sweats. Stop that.
Yeah, he's even said, like, he always wears the same sweatsuit. And it's like, you would have been fine, you know? And not only that, but there's stores in Vail to where you could buy things to, like, bundle up. It's not, like, a big deal. But anyway, the moral of the story is that Rob decides that he's going to propose to Blac Chyna. He does not tell any of his family members at all.
Yeah.
And I don't know how he can justify that, but he does. And, you know, the whole family's trying to have an amazing vacation, but at the same time, they're struggling with this because Rob is not being honest with him. He's not letting them know, and they're having to find out through social media, which is never the way to find out about your brother's engagement.
Oh my gosh, I would be so heated. I think I said that last time when I was here with Francesca. Sorry, I was just so mad. Like, I wouldn't want to hear about my siblings' like engagement or anything. Like, oh, update on Twitter. My sister got married. Like, no.
You know, and I love this person, but there was a time when one of my friends got engaged and they didn't tell me.
Oh wow.
Because they were kind of afraid of what I was going to say. And, you know, but she ended up telling me and it was all cool and everything. It turned out to be great. I ended up, you know, it was great. But it was just the, you know, the initial like, oh my gosh, I'm finding out through social media.
Yeah.
And, you know, you sit there and you wait for a couple of days like, are they going to call me? Are they going to text me? And, you know, things happen. I get it. But it's one of those things where, you know, you at least owe them a call.
Exactly.
And I did finally get that, so I'm thankful. But I think for Rob, he always finds an excuse. And so he feels like, oh, well, you guys could have called me. You could have let me know, like, are these rumors true? But it's like, no, that's not how it works.
Exactly. Like, I understand you're in the moment and everything happens so fast. Okay, when you calm down, send that text.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're in the family group text.
Yeah.
I'm all, you know, after you did it. And he proposed at the strip club. So
wait, really?
Yes.
At a strip club? Club?
Ace of Diamonds in L.A.
No.
Yeah, or at least that's what, allegedly, that's what the reports are saying, that him and Chyna were doing an appearance at Ace of Diamonds, and just right there in the middle of the club, babe, will you marry me?
Wow, like, I'm surprised we don't have any videos of that.
Exactly!
And he said it was in front of her family and everything, so with the family there?
Yes! Everybody's like, up there, throw them dollars! Yes!
That is so funny.
You know how Chyna gets down.
Yeah, we all know how Chyna gets down. That is so funny, I didn't know that. That brings like a whole new aspect to it. That's
exactly.
Crazy.
So when you're done throwing them dollars, send that mass text and let's, you know,
yeah. I mean, you should call or FaceTime or show up to their house to let them know, mm-hmm. but at least a text. You could have used one of the Kimojis with the ring on the finger. You could have sent it and been like, all right, guys. And then, you know, you could use like the little baby emoji.
Yes.
Do you have Kimoji?
No. Oh. I want it, but I was like, Kim, I love great. You, but I don't know if I want to pay for you, yeah. girl. You know, I'm in that iffy
yeah. thing. I think it's like $2.99. And then after that, every once in a while, they'll have like a $1.99 update. But a lot of times she just like drops them free and is like, hey, if you open up the app, you get all these free ones. Like she just came out with a bunch of 4th of July ones. But I love that.
I know. I love I like looking at it on Instagram.
It's so. Great. It's so great. But guys, that kind of leads us into our episode 9 titled Oh Baby. You know, I forgot to say, episode 8, the very end, Scott and Court kind of decide to stay an extra day in Vail.
Oh, yeah.
Which I kind of was like, ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, without the family and everything, it was just Court and Scott and the kids.
Yeah.
What'd you think of that?
It was really like family time. I love when they do family time. But a little bit of me kind of knew, like, it was just family time. It yeah. wasn't going to be them trying to rekindle anything.
Right.
I think Courtney did it like, hey, I want my kids to have these same memories. You know, you're here, I'm here, let's create the memories.
And like Chris was, you could tell in her mind, the wheels were turning. She's like, oh, that's so great. You're yeah. staying an extra day. It's like, no, Mom, we're not going to have another baby. Exactly. Or at least we hope not, you know.
Oh, what would we do if she actually, you know, conceived there?
I did look through, you know, just randomly through the internet today, I searched Kardashians, and I didn't get to read it because I was busy, but there was something on there saying they feel like maybe Courtney's pregnant again with Scott's baby. I just Ooh. Read one little tiny report. It may have been some, like, stupid magazine or stupid thing that didn't know what it was talking about at all, because that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I was kind of like, oh my gosh, like, if this is a thing, this yeah. is going to be messy.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do.
I don't know what
I mean, we act like it's our personal. Like, I don't know if I can handle it.
I think she does want to have one more.
You think so?
I feel like she at least wants to have one more.
Wow.
But she's waiting until, you know, Rain gets a little bit older.
Yeah.
So.
She wants to figure out also, like, if like, who would be the dad as well. I think she's ready to kind of, you know, she's not really ready to find a husband necessarily, but I think she is not actively searching, but not opposed to it at the same time.
Right. But she said in the past how she's afraid of marriage and how she's afraid because she saw the divorce, you know, growing up. So, do you think she'll ever get married?
You know, I'm not sure, but, like, now that we're back, now that we're officially into episode 9, there is that moment where she does say something about how Don, the trainer, she wanted him to, like, show up at the photo shoot, or he asked to show up at the photo shoot, and then Chloe asked her about it, and then she shut down and she didn't say anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know that Francesca, Don was her past trainer, and I could see maybe that kind of, because they're spending every day together, Courtney and Don and Chloe, and so, you know, I think maybe Courtney said something and then realized, crap, the cameras are rolling, I don't think I want to talk about this, so she just shut down. You saw she didn't answer.
Yeah.
She was like, we're not talking about this. But I could see that. I could see them having some kind of fling, at least.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about a relationship, but he does seem like a really cool guy that motivates her.
Yeah, I could see a little fling. I don't know if I see it long term. I see it just, you know, like, hey, you're here, I'm here, you're my trainer.
Yeah.
Let's date. Let's see where it goes.
Yeah. But I don't know. It could be cute.
I know.
It could be cute. I mean, you know, I want Courtney to be happy, and I want her to have, like, a strong male figure in her life to where she is able to feel safe and loved.
Because,
you know, she's doing a lot of this on her own.
Right.
But with her family and her mom and everything. But, like, at the same time, Scott is not always around.
Right.
When he is around, you know, we see clips of him being a really good dad and stuff. But the majority of the time, it seems like he is doing other things, you know?
Right.
That just seems like the reality of it. So I really would love to see a very strong male figure come into her life to be able to help, like, raise the kids and, like, take them in also as his own, in a sense, you know, not to take them away from Scott by any means, but just to be able to love the kids as well.
Right.
You know?
Right, yeah.
I don't know if you guys will be upset for me saying that, but it's just, you know, I do feel like she could use someone like that to come in, you know, like whoever it would be. It doesn't matter who. I'm just saying, I could see that she would need someone to kind of be there for her, because she's always the strong one standing up for herself, and she needs someone also in her life maybe to be able to take some of that stress off of her shoulders.
She really does. Go ahead, Courtney. We're rooting for you, girl.
We're rooting for you, Court. We love you. But in the beginning of Oh Baby, we see Malika and Chloe kind of discussing Rob's situation, and Chloe says that crazier things have happened. And she's like, you know, my stepdad turned into a girl, so, I mean, I guess I can handle this, too. And I was kind of like, I love how Chloe's thought process happens.
Yeah.
She just says these things, and it's like, okay, like, I guess you have a point. You know, you've been through greater obstacles.
Right. That's true.
I mean, with that, and then with, you know, Lamar coming back full time, like, she's been through a lot, and she always seems to come out on top, so I love that about her. I think she's a very strong individual, but, you know, I feel like she's really wrestling with this issue with Rob.
Yeah, you can tell she's really hurt by it. I mean, and she should be. Like, this is her brother. This is her, you know, her best friend, and all this that's going down. Mm-hmm. I feel with Chloe, like, you're hurting me. With you through all these years, and you with me going through all these, you know, breakups and makeups and things like that. And how are you just going to turn your back on me, you know?
He lived with her for years.
Right.
Would never leave the house, and then now he's just ready to move on and not really wanting to ever talk to her or keep her in the loop. That's hurtful.
That is, because it's like she helped him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, she stuck up for him every time, every step of the way. Yep. She was there.
She was, and I definitely see why she would be angry. Finally, though, Rob does reach out to the sisters saying, mm-hmm. hey, I love you guys. I want you to be my life. I'm ready to talk to you, and they're kind of like, okay, like, here we go. Mm-hmm. They weren't expecting what was to come.
I know.
They weren't expecting that, but they were open to talk to him. You know, Chris also considers canceling her trip to Dubai for Rob's sake. The girls don't really know why, but it's apparent after they have their conversation with Rob. But Chris does decide to go on her business trip.
Yeah.
But she, the whole time, she's worried about Rob.
I know. Just that little mother instinct, you know. I was like, Chris, enjoy your time and enjoy your, you know, your vacation.
Yeah.
Like, Rob's going to be okay. They're going to work this out. Just be happy.
Yeah.
Because Chris needs that. She just needs her time.
She does. And every time she tries to go and just, like, chill, it just seems like it's always interrupted by something tragic or, like, a lot to deal with. And so I was excited to kind of see her and Corey get to kind of go have fun.
Yeah.
I feel like she did kind of let go. She obviously talked to Rob, but I think she realized that everything was going to be okay. And we did kind of see her kind of have fun, especially in the aquarium when she went to, where did they go again?
Something, it started with an M.
Oh, Maldives?
Yeah, I think Maldives, that's how.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
I love the beautiful, like, restaurant with the fish. Gosh. Like, it was under the sea.
It was gorgeous. I was like, wow, you know. And then they have the hotels right on the water.
Yeah.
And the water is just so clear and everything's so just gorgeous. You have to get there by plane. I don't know if I would like that. Like, that tiny little putt-putt plane.
Yeah, like, you're like, no.
Like, I'll take the boat. But, okay. But it just looked gorgeous. And the sand was so clear. I was like, ah.
Yep.
Chris, can you just adopt me?
Right?
Like, can I come with you on these trips? Like, we can talk business.
You're like, I wouldn't be a burden, you know? You've got a lot going on. I could be the cool, fun child that's, you know, doesn't have a lot of drama.
Like, listen, I'm grown. I'll take care of myself. Just bring me along and I'll just have fun, you know? Me and your assistants.
Yep.
You won't even notice I'm there.
That's right. All right, Chris, if you are watching, which I'm sure you're not, but if you are, we want to come with you on your next vacay.
Yes, please.
And I loved how it was kind of cool that she let her guard down and she was kind of picking, like, which fish was each child. That was so comical. Like, there's Kendall kind of like alone, you know, going by. And then she picked, like, Kim with the big bright one that all the other fish were chasing. She's like, there's the paparazzi chasing Kim. And then she picked, like, this like, the bigger fish as Rob. And they're like, she's like, oh, there's Rob. And I was like, Chris. But it was really nice to kind of see her let go, have fun a little bit with Corey. And, you know, no matter what anyone thinks of Corey and Chris's relationship, he does seem to be there for her.
He does. I will say that. I mean, yeah, it's a little fishy, but he's like,
no pun intended. They're like looking at fish right now.
No pun intended. But, you know, he does step up and he really does support her. Like, he's got her back. So that's always good.
Yeah, for sure. And I think a lot of people were very questioning that, and I think once the season's gone on and people kind of get a sense for him, I think that people are starting to really like their relationship, hopefully. So
I think it's nice.
As long as she's happy and he's happy.
Exactly. Like, she's just there, something to take her mind off of, like, everyday things,
right?
You know what I mean?
Like, exactly.
She just wants somebody to text and cuddle, and if he's doing all of that and providing the love, go ahead, Chris. Be happy.
Be happy, Chris. And everyone's, you know, got their own opinions, but it's like, you know, she's happy. She's having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you guys can go, you know, have your opinions over here, and Chris is going to be good. She's having fun, and it really does seem like it's a genuine thing. I don't think he's after their money.
I don't think so.
He's
either.
Got money himself.
Yeah.
And I think it's great. So a lot of people have been asking me what my opinion was on that. That's my opinion. I think it's great. I think it's awesome. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we kind of get into Rob coming over finally.
Yeah.
And Chloe and Rob are kind of together alone for a while. Super awkward. They were like having a lot of tension, and Rob was like, oh, I was going to come on the family vacation. And she was like, yeah, I know. And then he was doing his excuse, and she's like, you always got all these excuses. And I'm like, oh no, this is not starting off well.
It didn't start off well at all. Chloe just went right into just throwing shade. It was nobody. I was like, Chloe, girl, like, ease up. I don't know who's coaching her on this shade throwing, but Chloe, baby, you are, this shade is like, I'm living for it. Like, it's just gotten so much better. I don't know, but I just like to sit back. I love the shade.
Yeah.
But I like to sit back and watch, and she was just throwing it at him, just darts. But the thing with Rob, he knows how to throw them too.
He does.
So it's so crazy. Sometimes they go a little overboard, which, you know.
It's fun to watch, though. Much.
Yeah,
it is. Because you and I were sitting there, we're kind of like, you know, they're all talking about all these issues that we've wanted to know about for so long.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of times it's about, like, the fun family vacations, and they're doing this and they're doing that, but they kind of leave some of it in the dark a little
bit.
So bringing all this to light, and I just read an article saying that Blac Chyna is supposedly supposed to be coming in on the show now. She's going to have some scenes and stuff. We're going to get to see her, hopefully. I don't know if it's confirmed or not, but I read this on, like, one of the main Hollywood reporting website.
Mm-hmm.
It would be really cool
to
see her and kind of get that perspective of what she is going to be like in the family now, because she's a part of the family whether they like it or not.
She is. But the whole thing, Blac Chyna, which I know you're probably listening.
Yeah.
Don't give away everything, Chyna, because, you know, she's doing her show with Rob.
Yeah.
And if she gives up here and gives all her little secrets on this show, well, now they have your secrets, and when I tune in for your show, I'm going to be like, I already saw it on the Kardashians.
Yeah.
So, Chyna, give us bits and pieces, boo. Do a little bit here, do a little bit there, but save it for your show.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. I pitched the show, and I was like, guys, we need to do this. And they're like, oh, we already have someone else who pitched it too. So hopefully, did you sign up for the panel?
No, not yet.
You should.
I need to.
I'm hopefully going to be there for it. I want to see all that's going to like unravel.
Yeah, because I need to throw this shade. Like, I am ready, because, you know, this year, everybody, I love Chyna, but this year, everybody was like, on the level of pettiness, it's Chyna. Like, when you say, I want to get revenge on somebody, you say, I want to get the Blac Chyna on somebody.
It's so true, though. And you know what? For the longest time, I kind of like was like, you know what? I don't know about Chyna and Rob. I don't know about it. But then, you know, even though she is petty, she does throw a lot of shade. I love how she is giving Rob, like, this newfound love for life.
Exactly.
And I've seen so many Snapchats, like, before she got pregnant, where, oops, spoiler alert. Like, I love how she was motivating him to, you know, work out all the time, you know, and they'd have these cute little Snapchats of them working out and stuff. So regardless of, you know, what she's done or being petty or not, I do appreciate at least the fact that she is encouraging him to be the best version of himself.
I totally agree. I mean, yes, it's fun to say, you know, it's fun to say she's petty and stuff like that, but if you do step back and look at it, she got him out the house.
His own
family gonna do that in what, 3 to 4 years? She comes along in a month and he's out, he's about, he's doing it.
I know.
Go ahead, props to you for that one, Chyna.
So I found like this newfound love for her. I'm like, you know what, I appreciate the fact that she's done that for him, because we've not seen Robin so long.
Right.
And it's encouraging to see him on the show, him smiling, kind of like, you know, excited for his future. And that's all that you can really ask, is like, you know, just to see that spark in someone's eye again. It's like, yes, like, you're, at least you're out of the, I mean, you still have problems, I'm sure, but you're out of the dark with them. You know, you're brought to the light in a sense where you're dealing with your problems. You have this newfound love for life. You're kind of getting things off your chest and moving forward and having a bright future. So I am excited to see that.
Me too.
We're so inspirational today.
I know.
We're like,
I know, so nice and so deep.
Yes, for sure.
You know what? I really wish Rob, Chyna, I know you guys are probably watching, bring that butt in here so we can talk to you, because they haven't really done like a full sit down and gotten everything off their chest. So I don't know if they're waiting for the show or the right person to interview with, which would be us,
right? Obviously. Right?
But we need to, I want to really get in and see her thoughts. I would love to see her side of the story, like, because I'm, you know, people are just gonna keep saying, oh, she's petty, she's revenge. We're only saying that because we haven't really heard from you, Chyna, like, get in there, get us a tweet, do something, tell us, like, it'll be on the show or something.
Yeah.
I really want her side, and I really, really want Rob's side.
Exactly. And you know what? I think that you're totally right. China's kind of, even though she has been, like, throwing a little shade here, a little shade there, she has remained silent on most of these things, and I think it will be interesting to watch the Rob and China show, because we will get to see her perspective, and I want to hear her talk. I want to hear what she has to say.
Yes.
We've heard what everyone else has to say.
Yes.
Except her.
Exactly.
I feel like people can't really judge her unless they know where she's coming from or her side of the story.
Right. Because, and it's kind of like, I know she doesn't want to say too much.
Right.
But it's like, China, we need to hear something, because you're being labeled as petty. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm on my Black China revenge nowadays. You know what I mean? And I don't want to keep saying it's revenge, revenge. And if it's not revenge, how am I supposed to know if you don't say anything?
Yeah.
Come on, China girl.
We love you, China. Come on in. We have a beautiful seat for you right here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's enough room for Rob as well. It's like a nice couch.
Yep.
You can come on. You can, you know, we're going to have a great show.
Room for the baby. So.
Exactly. But anyway, Rob basically talks to them. Kind of tries to shift blame a little bit by saying, oh, well, you guys could have called me, type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of shut that down, and he said, sorry, I realized that I kind of messed up in a sense. I should have talked to you guys. You think, oh, cool, everyone's cool now. They're going to sing Kumbaya, you know, amen. But not the case. Rob's like, I have something else to tell you.
Mm.
And he tells them that China's pregnant.
Yeah.
Chloe's head just went down in her hands. She was... You could tell she was so broken in that moment.
Yeah. You could just see the different emotions that were just going through her. She was just so, so hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, I was hurt watching her, because Chloe's like, you know.
Chloe's always got something to say.
Exactly.
And the fact that she was silent. I honestly, this was one of my favorite episodes of all time.
It was.
I loved seeing everyone's side of what they thought, what they felt. Because, you know, a lot of times in the media, they're like, oh, everyone's welcoming everything. It's a perfect world.
Mm-hmm.
I love the real emotion that they gave us. And I love that, you know, Chloe deserved to be silent.
Right.
She was going through the emotions, and everyone's like, congratulations, congratulations. And it got to her, and she didn't say anything. And then she finally was like, congrats. Like, at least she gave him that.
It. Yeah.
But I don't know if she meant it.
And that's another thing about the Kardashians, what I really like about the show is episodes like this.
Yeah.
I love the family stuff, but I love getting their perspective.
There you go.
I love it's just late. Getting. I know it's tiring over here, but I just love just getting their opinion, pretty much, on matters like this, like stuff that people really want to know about.
Yeah,
this episode was the best of all time.
I totally agree. And the fact that Chloe came on and said she was deeply saddened by this and didn't really know what to feel, I think, you know, that's very valid. She has the right to kind of, you know, sort through things. If Rob has the ability to keep everyone out of the dark for a little bit, Chloe has time to kind of mourn the situation in a sense, and kind of go through the emotions, go through everything, sort through it all, and then be able to come out and be supportive for her brother, which I know she will in the long run, because that's just Chloe. She's got the biggest heart.
She does.
We see when she, you know, welcomed Lamar back in her life to take care of him for a while. Like, she really has a big heart.
She does. Do you think that they released this information on purpose? Because remember, Rob said in tonight's episode, China wants to wait till she's 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the information came out before she was 3 months, and they're saying the sisters released it. Do you think they actually released it?
I think it was Rob, because, I mean, we see, because, you know, I remember when all this happened, he posted, like, a photo of, you know, the engagement ring and everything, but then I feel like it wasn't even a few days later. He, like, posted, I think it was China posted like an emoji.
Oh yeah,
and it was like a
chimoji,
or it was either I think it was hers, and I know a mauve emoji or something, like Amber Rose has her line, but it was like of them with like a baby or something like that.
Yeah,
I was like, I honestly thought it was a joke for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is not real.
Yeah.
Like, what is happening? Because they do joke around, and they, you know, Rob's posted things like, you know, the girl from Gone Girl, and said, oh, Kim is like the girl from Gone Girl. He's known for joking around on different things on social media. So, you know, he said, oh, well, this is so serious, and, you know, and I wouldn't lie or kid about these things. But it's like, you have before, like, on, you know, not as important things that happen. But you know what I'm saying? Like, we never know from him, because he's been absent. So we never know to believe him or not.
Exactly.
And I think we have a right to feel that way, because we're like, we don't know, you know, like, you've been gone for 4 years. We've been here. Where you boo? Like, where are you at? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, right. I wonder who said, like, let's just release it. Because she was waiting.
She was waiting.
She was waiting. Oh, funny side note story. For my birthday, she was hosting a party. Uh-huh. It was just her. I thought it was her and Rob, but it was just her. She was at this club or whatever, so...
Did you see her?
Yeah. Oh, cool. I was able to go up to her and take a photo with her. So we'll take the photo, whatever, VIP, whatever, whatever. So
no biggie. VIP.
So 2 weeks later, it, like, this comes out. 2 or 3 weeks later, and turns out she was pregnant at the...
Oh my god!
The club.
No,
I said nobody told me. It was when she was wearing this pink dress, like really skin tight dress.
Yeah,
but I couldn't see a stomach there.
Oh my gosh.
I saw like the little video from when she was outside, which I didn't see her outside. But when I saw her outside, she had a little stomach, and I was like, why didn't she tell me?
Like, oh my gosh, you're like, you should have told me, China. What
when
the
I took
heck?
The photo, I wasn't even thinking to look because she's in VIP. She was holding a drink, and you know, I was like, okay, you know, she's turning up. She's appearing.
Do you think she was drinking alcohol while she was pregnant?
It must have been fake.
Okay.
I don't know.
I really hope.
I don't want to say all that.
I really hope, you know, that it wasn't. But you never know.
Yeah.
A lot of times you can have cranberry juice. You can have whatever in the cup.
Exactly. So you never know. I was just, like, that was just so funny to me to talk about her pregnancy because she was pregnant while we were taking the photo.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm just like, why didn't nobody tell me?
Yeah. You know, I actually have a very similar, like, story with Kim.
Mm.
She had her Selfish book launch, mm-hmm. and I was at Barnes & Noble to meet her, and, you know, she'd been going through all the, like, is it, like, you know, like, the problems with pregnancy. She wanted another kid, but she wasn't, they were acting like she wasn't really fertile as much anymore, and she was having a lot of fertility issues. And I show up at the meet and greet, mm-hmm. and she just has this glow about her. And I'm like, aww. I'm like, you look beautiful. And I went up to her, I talked to her, and took a photo with her. Mm-hmm. And then I was just like, you look beautiful. I don't even remember what I said. I was a mess. And I left, and I was like, you know what? I bet she's pregnant. She looks pregnant. And it comes out, like, a couple weeks later that she was pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I met her again at the Dash store, and I went up to her, and I was like, Kim, I'm like, I knew you were pregnant. I was like, the last event I was at, I knew you were pregnant. You just had a glow about you. And she's like, she kind of laughed. She's like, yeah. Like, kind of like, I fooled you all type of thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, Kim, I knew. And she just laughed, and she thought it was so cute.
Aww.
But, yeah, so that's so funny.
That is so funny how we have
these similar
stories.
But it's two different people. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy, guys. But crazier things have happened, obviously, mm-hmm. on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in the end, you know, Chloe's going through all that. Chris is still on vacation, but then Kylie is having this conversation with Kim and Chloe, how she feels like she is not meant to be famous. Like, she was never meant to be famous. She feels like I wasn't meant for this life.
Right.
And I was like, oh my gosh, that's kind of a lot coming from Kylie. I was like,
yeah, because we don't really see Kylie talk too much throughout the season. Her and Kendall, they say little things here and there, but we don't really see them.
Yeah.
And I thought it was interesting that, like, they put it on Kylie and got her thoughts on this whole thing and fame. Because we kind of saw that when they were dressed up in disguise.
Yeah.
She was like, I just don't know what it's like to be normal.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, Kylie, like, you're really going through this.
Yeah.
And it sucks that she can't really talk about it because she's like, people will judge me for
it.
Or people will come down my throat for this.
Yeah.
So it was, like, good to see a little bit of that.
Yeah. And she has been having a ton of anxiety and everything. She goes to the workout to try to relieve her stress like Chloe and Courtney do.
Right.
She stays for, like, one round and then, like, you know what? this is not me.
Yeah.
I feel like that's me. I'm like, you know what? That's great that you have that outlet to relieve stress. I'm over here doing my thing. I'm not the huge workout person. I just feel like I've tried it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there, tried it. It's not necessarily my thing. But, you know, I need to try to do it more. But it's one of those things where I kind of get her, you know? Everyone has their own ways of relieving stress, and that wasn't hers.
Right. That's true.
But, you know, she kind of goes through this where she's also very overwhelmed with everything happening with her KylieCosmetics.com. You know, last time, the website crashed. A lot of people didn't get their product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people had a lot of complaints about the system and everything. And the second time, apparently it didn't crash, but it on their end, it was kind of like wonky a little bit. But then everyone said, okay, I got my product and stuff.
Right.
Obviously, it sold out in 30 minutes. So there's a lot of people still disappointed. But yeah, so it was one of those things where, you know, we see her kind of building her own empire now to where she's gained so much success.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people, you know, Kim's got, you know, her photo shoots that she does. Kim has got her perfumes that she's done. She's always on covers of magazines. you know, doing reality shows. They did a ton of spinoffs and everything.
Right.
I feel like this is Kylie's way of kind of building her own empire. She's more like, I want to do this. You know, right. All my sisters love doing this. Kendall's got modeling. This is my thing.
Right.
So she's starting to finally come into her own. She's doing a great job with, you know, the cosmetics line. And she's coming out with more and more. I heard that this month she's going to come out with a new surprise, not pertaining to lips, I guess. It might be like a different thing. I know that there was a contour kit and talks, and maybe an eyebrow kit.
No.
So
go ahead, Kylie. I know, I love seeing her getting her little empire going. Yeah. And she's just this young mogul in the making. Like, yep. You can see, just like how Chris said it tonight's episode, she was like, you just built your empire. Yep. Or you just started your empire. And if she really keeps working at this, I feel like just in really maybe even 5 years,
yeah,
she's going to be at the top of her game. Because yeah. Kylie is kicking butt.
She's kicking butt. And this is like a little bit early news and gossip, but Kylie did post on Snapchat that she is avidly looking for a place to have a Kylie Cosmetics store in LA. So apparently they're in works finding the right place. And, you know, like the girls have Dash, she's going to have her own Kylie Cosmetics store, which is really cool.
That is actually really cool.
And, you know, it's going to be great, but I'm like worried about how they're going to keep the product on the shelves, because people are going through it. Like, people are just buying and buying and buying. And, you know, finally it's gotten to the point where she just released it to where I think it's, she says, you know, she's made so many that they're going to now be able to be open and you can kind of get it whenever you want.
Oh, that's
and
good.
Not have to like, oh my gosh, like log in right at the second. So I think they're finally getting to a point where they're able to have a lot of product because they see it's working out.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like it's starting to be more like attainable, if that makes sense. Like, people are able to to get it now and then not be like a huge deal, like, oh, I didn't get it this time, I have to wait a week until they're restocked.
Exactly. Like, so that's so good. Like, it's something out that much where she can just be like, oh, I'm just gonna open a store and do it. But I'm worried that she makes too many of these kits and they don't really sell out. I wonder if that's going to like happen, where it's kind of like, okay, let's just stock because we sell out every time, and then the next time she does stock up, she doesn't sell out.
I know. That's
so that would really
I think that's why they've gone through it. So they've done like, I want to say 10 or 11 different stocks where they restock and then it sells out, restock, sells out. So I think she's been testing it.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, then everyone who wanted one is going to get one.
True.
So then, of course, they're going to want different colors. They're going to want different, like, because, I mean, if she's going to open a store, she's probably going to have different products other than just the lips. But it is interesting. I know what you're talking about, because, you know, you never want to overstock too much, because then you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I have all this product. And I mean, I don't know if it expires or not, but I'm sure at us does makeup expire? I don't know.
I feel like it does.
I don't know either.
But I feel like she's going to find that, well, her or Mama Chris, they're going to be able to flip it where, okay, let's go overseas and do it like that, because they're just going to stop, you know, sell out over there.
Right.
They could be like, okay, America's done. Let's go forward.
Let's go to somewhere else. Yeah. I totally think that you're totally right.
So I think when she's like, oh, okay, nobody else is buying this, I got another market for you. I'm big in Europe, so I got you over there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I never thought of that, but I definitely think that you're right on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and something else kind of interesting with Kylie is she does kind of have this makeup with China, which was interesting. She has her upstairs, you know, they're taking Snapchats. I remember when I saw these Snapchats, I was like, what?
Yeah. But, I was living.
Yeah, I was like, wow. And she's like, you know, she said, when we've been best friends the whole time. And I'm like, we know you guys haven't. Like, don't even play. But it was cool that, you know, for Kylie only being 18, I really feel like she has she's wise beyond her years.
Yeah.
And the fact that she is able to be like, you know what, I am going to let this go.
Mm-hmm.
It shows a lot about her character.
It does. It really, truly does. I was like, wow, Kylie, okay. When she was just like, I'm over it, I don't want to talk about it, like, we just need to squash this.
Yep.
I was like, okay, Kylie, because, you know, I know at 18, I was arguing and doing all this back and forth.
Yep.
So for her to just be like, I don't have time for it.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah.
I live for people like that. You know, when they're able to not, like, put the drama behind them and just be like, you know what, I'm ready to move forward. I'm done with all that.
I'm like,
that shows a lot about a person.
Because she probably realized, like, now she's attached to the family forever. Like, she has the child. Like, she's having my niece or nephew.
Right.
She's attached. She's here. Let's just squash it so we can all get together at Christmas. Like,
exactly. We can sit down. We can have some turkey on Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
It'll be okay. Love that.
I was so happy. But I kind of wanted to know the full details of the
meeting.
Sit down. Yes, of the meeting with her, Chris, and Rob.
I wonder if they filmed it and it's going to be a part of Robin China, like the
That'd
show.
That'd be a smart move.
I would love that. Yeah. I think that they do, like you said, they need to kind of keep some of that private and then release it on their show mm-hmm. to get the views, you know?
Yeah, because we can only watch so much of China and Rob buying, you know, a nursery or buying teddy bears for the baby. Like, I need to see some of the drama.
I want
to
see it. Yep. Yeah. Exactly. I totally agree. That kind of wraps up the episode, but really quick, getting into some news and gossip.
Mm. AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, guys. The main thing I wanted to talk about was Kanye came out with his famous music video. You know, it was very controversial. I watched it. It was 11 minutes long or something like that.
Wow.
And, you know, they had a bunch of famous celebrities in naked in a bed. It was... Some of them, I think, may have been wax figures. Mm. Others of them may have just been, like, lookalikes.
Oh.
Like, they just kind of, like, put a lot of makeup on or, like, prosthetics or whatever to make them look like the celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
But these were the celebrities that were naked in the bed with Kanye and Kim. There was Bill Cosby. Amber Rose was naked in the bed with them. Ray J was naked right next to Kim.
Oh.
And, you know, obviously Kim, Kanye were there. Chris Brown was laying on his back next to Rihanna.
Oh.
And Donald Trump was randomly next to Rihanna. And Donald Trump was next to Anna Wintour. And then Caitlyn Jenner.
Wow.
And I think that was all. There may be a few that I missed. I don't know. But there was someone who looked like Caitlyn Jenner, all sprawled out, naked.
Wow.
And then there was a shot where Caitlyn, it was of her hands, her real hands.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of like put them like this. And then it was a close up of Caitlyn's face. Like,
oh.
The real Caitlyn.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my gosh, Caitlyn's in the music video. And then I saw like the nakedness. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, is Caitlyn naked right now? But then it was like a lookalike on that shot.
Okay.
And they really made it obvious. I think Caitlyn really wanted to make it obvious that, you know, she was in a shot, but then they really zoomed in on the person's face to be like, oh, this isn't really Caitlyn type
okay.
of thing. But man, the person that looked like Bill Cosby, Amber Rose, Ray J, Donald Trump, they all looked like those people were literally there
wow.
with them.
Oh,
it was, and honestly, for 5 minutes of the video, it was just them breathing. So it was like, like no music, no sound except for their breathing. And you just heard like all of this ugly breathing and, it was honestly, I kept turning the volume down thinking something was going to like pop out and yell at me or something.
Yeah.
Something sinister was going to pop out and like scream at me or something. So it was interesting. I mean, it's for some people. For me, it wasn't my thing.
Yeah.
Are you a big Kanye fan?
I'm not. I like his old work.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about the new work just too much. And I'm not like a huge fan. Like I play his records, but that's about it.
Okay.
You know
yeah.
I mean? But of course, old school Kanye. I think now, new school, it's kind of like, okay, Kanye, what you talking about?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Like, okay, bring it down some.
And but I think the main thing for me is, oh my gosh, people are going to freak out. I totally forgot to say, Taylor Swift was naked next to Kanye.
Wow.
So they had like a spot on Taylor Swift lookalike naked next to Kanye, kind of sprawled out. And apparently he did not get permission from any of these celebrities to do this. Taylor's probably livid, and that's one of the main reasons I have a problem with Kanye, is he has just no respect for Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And the fact that he always feels like, oh, well, I made her famous, you know, all this and that, he's really using her name to make him more famous.
Exactly.
Like, I'm gonna be honest, I knew exactly who Taylor Swift was. I didn't know who that guy was that walked up on stage to grab the mic from her.
Dang.
I didn't know Kanye at all until that happened.
Oh, wow.
Because I don't, you know, I was really young and when it happened and I was just like, I don't know who this guy is. And then that's how I came to know Kanye. And the moment that I, you know, came to know him in a sense, I wasn't impressed with my first impression because of what
Ooh,
he did.
Yeah.
And I'm like one of Taylor Swift's biggest fans. So I I was there for the VMAs, you know, Taylor was really trying to make up and be cool and like hang out with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kanye went up there and like had like a 20-minute rant, you know, for his speech. And I was just sitting there like, all right, Kanye, like I'm tired. Like it's really late. Can I leave? Or can we get on to like, you know, another performance, like Nicki Minaj coming out or something like that. And it was one of those things where it was just really weird. And even in the speech, he kind of like threw a couple jabs at Taylor and she's over there like with Kim trying to be like really cool and like squashing the beef. And she's just kind of like, okay. I just feel like it's kind of emotionally unstable, like the way that he kind of brings about things. He's very sporadic. He's mm-hmm. never constant with anything. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people love him. You know, he is a very talented rapper.
Yeah, he is. I'll give him that. He is very talented.
But I just feel like some of the character issues that we have here is just kind of like...
I know.
Spotty.
I saw a report where Taylor was just like, I don't understand why Kanye and Kim are obsessed with me.
Yeah.
When she was like, why won't they just leave me alone?
I know.
Which I understand too. I don't get it.
She's like, can you just leave me alone? Can you not have like a lookalike like sprawled out naked next to you in bed? Like, isn't that demeaning towards your wife? You know?
Yeah.
Like, you're saying over here like, oh, me and Taylor might have sex. It's like, dude, like, you're married to Kim.
Yeah.
Taylor is... I know it's just a lyric, but you gotta leave her alone. Like, it gets to the point where it's almost kind of a little creepy.
Exactly.
And I'm sure I'm gonna get torn apart in the comment section, but you guys, I do like Kanye in a sense, but there's just a lot of things that I've never really connected with him over, which is fine, mm-hmm. you know? It's just mm-hmm. not my thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, it just seems obsessive, you know? It just seems very obsessive. Our engineer put obsessive much? I totally get it. Totally agree. Really quickly getting into some predictions.
Ooh.
I love
and
the lights.
Now,
I
know. You're
TV. I look forward to these lights.
All right. First of all, I want to say I'm sorry that I went off on that rant and just like kept talking.
I know you had your little Kanye moment now.
I know, I'm so sorry. Sometimes I do that and I'm like, I'm so sorry, like I didn't even, like I just kept going with it. But anyway, what do you think? What do you hope to see from the next episodes to come?
The next episodes to come. Well, I mean, we see next week that Kanye's doing his video in Iceland, which looks gorgeous. I didn't know that was a real place. Yeah. I thought it was just like fake.
Yeah, looks
from
fake.
Facebook. Like, well, they have, I think it's called the Blue Lagoon or something like that. It's beautiful. So I know that's going to be wonderful. Mm-hmm. I see Courtney getting a little bit more of her independence, you know, because she went for her birthday and she's hanging out and she's doing that. I hope and I pray that Rob and Chloe can get back together mm-hmm. as in a sense of brother-sister bond.
Yeah.
I also predict that we're going to see a little bit more about the whole China and everything and Kylie and Tyga. I would love to really see Kylie and Tyga sit down and talk about it because we mm-hmm. haven't really seen their little two cents. We saw a little bit from Tyga like last week, but I want to see Kylie and Tyga talk about this situation.
They broke up for a while and apparently now they're back together. I mm-hmm. want to see the tension there. I want to see in the show like what happened.
Yeah.
And I want to see how it played out. But I totally, totally agree. I think, you know, one thing I do want to say is we saw in this last episode, not Oh Baby, but the Snow You Didn't Part 2. Mm. You know, Kanye does seem like a good dad. I will mm-hmm. give him that. It was so cute seeing him like play in the snow with North, and he just seems really involved with his children. And I do give him props for that because, you know, he's being a great dad, it seems like, and being there for his children. So I do appreciate that aspect of him. I do really hope to see Chloe and Rob make up.
Yes.
You know, it's like they've been such like a brother-sister duo, and I'm so close with my sister that I'm just like rooting for them to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I was not expecting to see Lamar in the next episode.
Yeah, I
Were
forgot
you?
About that. No. I know they said... you know, that the boys would be back this season, but...
I thought it was, like, one or two episodes.
Exactly.
You know?
Like, Lamar's on here, like, working, like, on payroll type of thing.
Yeah.
Like,
oh
my gosh.
Yeah, I was like, okay. You know, I looked at you, and I'm like, wait, what? Like, he's back? But I am interested to see how that goes. Mm-hmm. I know that Chloe has made the decision again, I think, from what I've heard, to go through with the divorce again.
Yeah.
She says, you know, there's only so much helping you can do. Like, mm-hmm. at a certain point, you know, you can't change someone. So if they have a way of living and they are doing their own thing and not really listening to what you have to say, you have to let that go and also come to peace with yourself knowing I've done all that I really could.
Right.
So it's kind of sad, but I do want to see how that plays out. And I only wish the best for Lamar. He's gone through a lot of crazy stuff, and he's put Chloe mm-hmm. through a lot of crazy stuff. I just want to, in the end of the day, I want to see him happy and stable.
Yeah, and I love that Lamar is the one bringing Rob and Chloe back together. I think that's just like a little full circle thing because, you know, it used to be them three in the mm-hmm. house when we saw Chloe and Lamar's show.
Yeah.
And so for Lamar to be like, listen, like, let's get the team back, I give you props on that one, Lamar.
Yes, for mm-hmm. sure. I do... love that. And that was like one of my favorite spinoffs was the Chloe and Lamar. And I loved seeing the aspect of Rob you know, and Lamar and Chloe all in the same house. But I know that apparently behind the scenes, you know, I think Lamar was enabling Rob a little bit with the drugs and different things like that. So it is kind of funny whenever you love something so much when you're watching it, and then afterwards you figure out kind of some of the behind the scenes stuff, and it kind of like taints it a little bit for you.
Yeah.
It just kind of like, oh man. But I'm so excited that Rob seems to be doing better.
Mm-hmm.
I do have this newfound love for China. And I'm excited that she's, you know, helping him move forward. Mm-hmm. And I am interested to see what they name their baby, because I don't know if they have they said the sex of the baby.
No, they haven't. I just saw recently tonight that they just felt the baby move. So I don't think they
don't even know.
They probably might not know the sex, but
or maybe they do, yeah. And they're not telling everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have to see that picture of you in China.
Yes, I'm posted excited. It on my Instagram.
Cool. Yeah, you guys will have to check it out. Howard the
3RD.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Because you know, good things come in three.
Yes, they do. I mean, Chloe, Kim, Courtney. but yes, overall, that is our recap for you guys.
Ooh.
So you can, where can we find you? You kind of just said it, but yeah. Where can we find you on social media again?
I mean, if you missed it, you can find me Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Howard the Third, Howard the 3RD. And of course, my website, howardthethird.com.
Awesome. And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And later on tonight, I know I said I was going to do it a couple weeks ago, I'm going to post the pictures that I have with the girl so far.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure to check that out, too. We love you guys. Thanks for watching with us.
Yay.
And we cannot wait to come back next week. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.